Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Yud Daled. We're at the Mishnah, five lines from the top of the Yomid. Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKahanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina, who was a Skan for the Kahanim Gedolim, a vice Kohen Gadol, second in command, he would say like this, Mimeim Shal Kohanim. Throughout the entire history of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, Loi Nimnu, they never hesitated, Milisraif Es HaBosar, Shenitma B'vlad HaTumah, to go ahead and burn the basar, the meat of the kachem, that became Tomei by contacting a Vlad HaTumah. So we have the mace, who is Avi Avois, on top of the pyramid, he's the grandfather of all Tumah. Then whatever comes into contact with the mace is considered an Av HaTumah, a father Tumah. Whatever comes into contact with that is called a Rishon, that's generated by the Av, it's his offspring, that's called a Vlad HaTumah. And then further down the line we have the Vlad Vlad, the grandson, which is a Sheni Tumah. And whatever that comes into contact with, it's called a Shlishi Tumah, which is actually the dead end when it comes to Truma. It only goes up until Shlishi. When it comes to Kachim, it actually goes a step further up until Revi. So what happened was, they had Basar, which was Tomei, because it came into contact with a Vlad HaTumah. Vlad is a Rishon, so now the Basar is a Shein. Now they wouldn't hesitate to burn that meat. Im HaBasar Shenitim Babatumah, together with another piece of meat that was actually more Tomei. It had a higher level of Tumah. Why? Because it became Tomei by coming into contact with an Av HaTumah, which made that piece of meat a Rishon LaTumah. So here we have one Basar, which is a Sheni LaTumah, a lower level of Tumah, and they would burn it together with a piece of meat which had a higher level of Tumah, because it had come into contact with an Av and made it a Rishon. So you have a Sheni together with a Rishon. Now, the concept here is that although generally we're meant to secure our truma, our kachem. We learn this from our pasuk, mishmeres trumoisai, to make sure that it doesn't become tamei, but that only applies to something which is tar and edible. But something which is already tamei, although it's perhaps a low-level tumah, but now it's slated for strafa, for burning, it's no longer edible, halachically. So now there's no concern with even allowing it to become, to get a high, to acquire a higher level of tumah. That's what Chanina tells us, they wouldn't hesitate to burn basar which had a lower level tumah together with basar that was more tumah, even though afal pishim meisif and tumah tumas, even though you're adding another level of tumah to the pre-existing tumah. Now the obvious kashi here is how you're adding anything by taking a basar which is sheni l'tumah and putting it together with a rishon l'tumah. What happens now? The sheni touches a rishon, it's still a sheni. When something touches the rishon, it becomes a sheni. So you didn't really change the status of the original piece of meat. So the more asks kasha, the more it concludes that evidently the first piece of meat wasn't a sheni. It actually touched a vlad vlad HaTumah. So it touched the sheni and it itself became a shlishi l'tumah. So now we have a very low level tumah here, a shlishi l'tumah, and they still wouldn't hesitate to burn it together with another piece of meat which had attained a very high status of tumah, which was a rishon l'tumah. What happens when the shlishi touches the rishon? It becomes a sheni. No problem. You can turn a shlishi into a sheni. And again, the point is, since it's already tamei, there's no concern with even upgrading the level of tumah. That was Rav Chanina's halacha. Hoyser Rav Akiva v'Amar. Rav Akiva added to that and he said, "Mimem shel kohanim throughout the history in the Beis Hamikdash lo nimnu, they wouldn't hesitate milahadik as hashemen shenifzal bitvul yom, to burn oil that became pasul by coming into contact with a tvul yom. Tvul yom is a sheni l'tumah. So he's a fellow that was tummy, went to the mikvah, and is still awaiting the head of shemesh, nightfall. So up until then, he's a sheni l'tumah. He touched the oil of truma, transformed it into a shlishi l'tumah, and they wouldn't hesitate to take that oil, which was a shlishi, a very low level tumah, and put it into a ner. They would light that oil b'ner shenitma b'tmeimes in a container, in a lamp, which was much more tamei. It was Nitma b'tmei meis, that had come into contact with a tmei meis. Tmei meis is a fellow who touched the meis. So he's an avatuma. Now the nair which touched a tmei meis is a rishon l'tuma. You can place the oil, which is shlishi l'tuma, a very low level of tuma, and put it into the nair, which is a rishon l'tuma, ava bishon meisifim, tuma tumasa, even though you're adding another level of tuma to the oil. And again, there's no concern because the oil is already unfit for use. It's tamei. So you can go ahead and have it come into contact with a higher level of tumah, even though it's going to transform it and upgrade its tumah. Oh, this is why the Mishnah belongs in Pesach. Because from their words, we learned like this. That when it comes to doing bir chametz, we also don't have to be concerned. One can go ahead and take truma, which is tor, and now that it's already the time for Sreifa, it's no longer edible, he could burn it together, Ima Tzmeya, with Truma Tzmeya, on Erev Pesach. So although this will result in being Metame, the Truma which is still Tar, that's okay, because it's slated for Sreifa, it's no longer edible, and there's no concern with being Metame, this Truma. Amrav Yosi, Eina Hi Amida, there's no connection, you can't conclude to that extent. The Gemara will elaborate on the background of the Machlokes. Rav Yosi continued and he said, Umoidim Rav Lezer Yeshua. Although we do find some Machlokes in Rav Lezer Yeshua pertaining to this type of discussion, but they agree that when it comes to Truma Tehoira with Truma Tmeya, you're not meant to mix them up and be Matame Truma Tehoira. They both agree, Shes Serfen, Zula Atzma, Vazula Atzma. Each one is meant to be burned separately. Aman Nechelku. In what case is there a machlokes between them? Ala tluya v'atmei. When you have truma which is in limbo, you don't know if it's tamei or tor, it's a suffix, so you no longer can eat it in any case. And then you have another truma which is tamei. So ala tluya v'atmei. Shablezu oimer tesorav zul atzma zul atzma. Each one needs to be burned separately. Don't be matamei de tluya. It's a suffix. Don't go make it vade tamei. You have no right to do that. Rav Shua imeshtein kachas. You can burn them both together. There's no concern with Yimatame Etluya. But that's only concerning Etluya. But of course, when we have a Truma which is outright Tor, all agree. You can't go ahead and burn it together with the Truma Tmei and make a Tame. So you disagree. This is Rav Meir's conclusion. So again, we have Rav Chanina tells us you can take the Basar of Kachem, which is just slightly Tame, burn it together with the meat of the Kachem, which attain a higher level of tumah. Even though it's going to result in upgrading the tumah of the first piece of meat, that's okay. Says Gemara Mechti, let's analyze. So Bechina says you can take the basar shenitma bevlad tumah. It came into contact with a vlad, a rishon, which made the basar into a sheni, and take that and have it come into contact with another piece of meat that came into contact with a avatuma. So that second piece of meat is what? When you touch an av, you become a rishon. So you're taking the first piece of meat, which is a sheni, and have it touch the other piece of meat, which is a rishon. No damage occurred. You haven't really changed anything. Because it was a sheni, and now when it touches the rishon, it's still going to be a sheni. Not going to change it. You're not going to upgrade the status. Michti, let's take a look. Basa shenitma v'ladatuma mayhavi sheni. What status does the basar have? The basar that touched the vlad atum. It's a sheni. Now, ki saraf le bahadi basar, shenitum bavatuma. Now, when we burn that sheni piece of meat together with another piece of meat that contacted an avatum, so that piece of meat touched an avatuma and in turn became a rishon. So now, if we take the initial basar, which was a sheni, and have it come into contact with the second basar, which is a rishon, what happens to something that touches a rishon? Mayavi, sheni. It turns into a sheni. Right? You touch a rishon, you become a sheni. So there was no change that was affected here. Sheni v'sheniu. This initial piece of meat here, that was a sheni, it was a sheni, and it's currently a sheni. Sheni v'sheniu. Why? Because originally it touched a rishon, which turned it into a sheni. Now you burnt it together with another piece of meat, which was a rishon l'tumah, because it touched an avatuma, so it's a rishon. So this first piece of meat that touched a second piece of meat, which is a rishon, is still going to be a sheni. Because when you touch a rishon, you are a sheni. Sheni v'sheni hu. It was and it still is a sheni. So what do you mean you're adding tumah? My moisif le tumah tamasa ika. In which way are you adding another layer of tumah? What does chenina mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, hacha bevlad vlad askina. Indeed, we're not speaking that the first piece of meat merely was a sheni. It didn't merely touch a vlad. A vlad is a rishon, which makes it a sheni. Rather, it was a vlad that it came into contact with. So vlad is a rishon. Vlad means a sheni. So what happens to something that touches a sheni? Da'aveli shlishi. So it's a shlishi l'tuma, a very low level of tuma. Now it's a chiddush. We don't hesitate to take that shlishi l'tuma and burn it together with another piece of meat, where that second piece of meat is a rishon l'tuma because it touched an avatuma. When you touch an av, you become a rishon. So you have a shlishi l'tuma coming into contact with a rishon. What happens now? When something touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni. So you're upgrading, you're elevating the status. You're adding another layer of tumah to that first piece of meat. You're turning something which was a shlishi into a sheni. Because suffer. And Rechinina holds, shlishi mutal says a sheni. You can take a shlishi and turn it into a sheni. So that was Rechinina's chiddush. Since it's already tummy, although it's just a light form of tumah, a shlishi, there's no hesitation. You can take it, burn it together with another piece of meat, which is a rishon, which will in turn transform the first piece of meat into a sheni. It's going to elevate its status, upgrade, bump it up a level. You can do that, it's okay. Says the Gemara, V'ha'in oichel matame oichel. Even if the first piece of meat comes into contact with the second piece of meat, which is much more tummy, but it won't affect it, it won't contract any tumor from it. Why? Because we know that food cannot be matame food. Dasanya, yochel yehi oichel matame oichel. Perhaps food can be matame food. Talmud Loimah, the Pasuk says, no. V'chiyit in mayim al zera. Actually, the chiyutan mayim al zera. So, if water contacts the seeds, v'nafal and blossom, olive and a veil falls on it, tamehu, it is tamei. Tamehu, the pasuk is teaching us who tamei. This food becomes tamei, but it can't transport, it can't export its tuma to another food. Vein oisei kayetsi b'tamei. It can't go ahead and transfer the tuma to something which is like itself, meaning to another piece of food. So, what exactly are we speaking about? The Chinina says, well, you can take the basara, which was only a shlishi, have it come to contact with a rishon, although you're upgrading the tumah by transforming it from a shlishi to a sheni. Well, there's no tumah going to take effect here in any case, because food cannot be matami food. It says, mohanichla bay. Okay, it works well according to Abaye the Omar, loishano, this halacha that food cannot be matami food, that's only ele b'chulin. When it comes to non-truma, non-kodesh items, avo b'truma b'kachem, when it comes to truma b'kachem, oysa ke yoytzeboy, then even food can be matami other food. We learn this from another pasuk. Okay, so according to him, it works. Speaking about kachem here, so kachem can be matami kachem. L'rav adar bar ava mishmed rava, nami. And according to Rav adar bar ava, the name of rava as well, the amar leishonu ala chulin truma. This restriction that food can't be matami food only applies to chulin and truma. Avav kachim oisak yitzben, but when it comes to kachim, they can. Food can transfer to another food, shaper. So according to him as well, the Mishnah works out. One piece of meat will transport its tuma to the other piece of meat. Elul Ravina, but according to Ravina, mishmei the Rava, the Amar mikra mali di barkasa. We have a full pasuk, a clear pasuk which tells us. It's irrelevant whether chulin, truma, kachem, einoy, oisa, kayotze, boy. One oichal cannot be metame another. Michael and Meimar. So how we meant to understand the Mishnah. You're not bumping up anything. You're not upgrading any tuma. When one basa touches the other, there's no change taking effect. Hachib ma'eskinan, we're speaking about the ikam mashkin by the basa. Rav Chanina tells us that we may take a piece of meat, which is a shlishi, and have it come into contact with another piece of meat, which touched an avatuma, which in turn made that into a rishon l'tuma. We're speaking that on that more stringent, more tame piece of meat, there was actually mashkin. They could mashkin by the basar. There's some liquid together with that basar. So floating on that basar is some liquid. And that liquid also became tummy when the basa touched the avatuma. So it's not only the basa that's reaching the tuma as a result, but also the mashkin on it. Now, when this second piece of meat, this shlish l'tuma, will come into contact with that arrangement, with the basa and the mashkin, okay, forget about the basa, because the basa can't transfer any tuma to the other basa, but the mashkin, which is present on that basa, mashkin, can be mitamaych, to come mitame machmas mashkin. So the shlish l'tuma basa will get its tuma, its higher form of tuma, not from the meat, but from the mashkin sitting on the meat. And that will transform the shlishi into a sheni. We'll take the more lenient piece of meat, the shlishi, and bump it up a level to a sheni l'tum. And that's the pshat in Rav Chanina. If that's the case, hayim habasa shnitn bavatuma, the wording of the Mishnah, which indicates that the basar, the shlishi basar, is going to be burnt together with the basar shnitn bavatuma, together with the more tummy basa that became tummy from avatuma. Why does the Mishnah refer to the basar only as basar? The Mishnah should have specified ima basar umashkin mubayli, that you burn it together with the basar with the mashkin on it. If that's the punchline here, that it's the mashkin that's imparting the tumor. Evidently, that's not the solution. Ella rather nihid ein oichel matame oichel madaraisa. Although you're right. One eichel cannot be metame another eichel min ha-Torah. Midrabanan miyum metame, however, midrabanan, even an eichel can metame eichel. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. We're speaking about taking a piece of meat, which is a shlish l'tuma. Rav Chanina says we can go ahead and burn it together with another piece of meat, which is a rishon l'tuma. Although what's going to happen now is that the shlish l'tuma will become upgraded, bumped up a level. Because when it comes into contact with that rishon l'tuma, it accepts a higher level of tumah from it. So although we're speaking about only tumah drabbanan, okay. So it's in the context of tumah drabbanan, we allow the shlishi l'tumah basar to go up a level and attain a higher level of tumah midrabbanan. And the reason again is because initially that piece of meat was already tumah. So although it was a lower level tumah, there's no concern with adding another level of tumah to it, upgrading it from a shlishi to a sheni. And of course, again, we're speaking about a tumah midrabban. That's from Chanina's chiddush. Hoyser Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added an additional chiddush. Mimei shekayanim l'nimnu mahadlik. They wouldn't hesitate to light the oil, the truma oil, which was a shlishi l'tumah, in this ner, which was much more tummy. And it's pretty clear that he's coming to add something to Rav Chanina. They want to try and analyze what exactly is Rav Akiva adding to Rav Chanina. Why is it a greater chiddush? Mechti, let's analyze. Shemen shenifsal b'tful yoyim. Mayavi. What is the status of oil that became possible through contact with a tful yoyim? Again, a tful yoyim is this fellow who's a sheni l'tuma. If he touches the truma becomes possible, a shlishi. So what is it? Mayavi, shlishi. Okay, it's the lowest level of tumah. Shlish l'tum. V'chimadlik le'binir. Shenitma b'tmeimeis. Now, Rav Akiva describes them as being, as not being careful, and putting the shlishi truma, the shemen truma, which is a shlishi, into the ner. What type of ner? That was nitma b'tmeimeis. What is a tmeimeis? What status does he have? What level of tumah? He's a avatum, right? He touched the mace, so he's an avatum. This nair, which came into contact with an avatuma, is what? Is a rishon l'tum, right? If you touch an avatuma, you're rishon. Now, Rukiva says, well, they said take the shemen truma, which was a shlishi, because they touched a tful yom, who's a sheni. So the shemen is now a shlishi, and you put it into a nair which is a rishon. So by doing so, you're transforming the shemen from a shlishi, you're upgrading it to a sheni. Because when it touched the ner, which was a rishon, it became a sheni. V'chimadlik le'biner, when you madlik that oil in a ner, shenit m'meis, that became tamei by touching it t'meis, which turned the ner into a rishon. Now in turn, when you put the oil into that ner, mayhavi, what happens to it? Sheni, it becomes a sheni. Because when it touched the rishon, it becomes a sheni. So you're turning a Shlishi into a Sheni, you were bumping it up one level. That's the Chiddush of Akiva. We really know that Chiddush from Rav Chanina. Michael Mashlon, what is he coming to tell us? Shlishi, Mutal Aseh Shesheni, that you can turn a Shlishi into a Sheni? Hainuach. This is an exact repetition of Rav Chanina's halacha. Hoyis Rav Akiva, come and read something to add something. He's not adding anything. It's the same exact halacha. A Shlishi being turned into a Sheni. Omar of Yehuda. Apparently, we have to rearrange things. We're speaking about a lamp, which was no ordinary lamp. It was made from matechas. It's a metal lamp. The Rachmana Omar, the Torah says, b'chalal cheref. The pasuk speaking about becoming tamei through touching a mace, a person who was killed through a cheref, a sword. Now, why does the pasuk speak about the sword? We use vadrasha to indicate that metal utensils are unique in a sense that whenever they're involved with tumas mace, you know what happens to them? They attain tuma which is identical to the original source of tuma. So if you have the sword which touches the mace, just as the mace is the highest form of tuma, avia vaisa tuma, likewise the metal utensil will acquire that very stringent form of tuma. Or if the metal utensil touches an avatuma, it in itself will also become an avatuma. So Bechalal Cherev teaches you that Cherev Hareyu Kecholol. The sword is equated with the Cholol, the person who was killed. So whatever status, whatever tuma the Cholol has, the Cherev attains the same. Now if we're speaking about a Ner Shel Matechas, so this lamp is a metal utensil. And it came into contact with what? An avatuma. It was a ner shenitma b'tmei mace. A tmei mace means somebody that touched the mace, so he's an avatuma. The ner touched an avatuma. So since it's a metal utensil, he acquires the same tuma as the thing that he touched. So he in itself is also an avatuma. Vahavile avatuma. Now the ner in itself is now an avatuma as well. And what are you doing when you take this oil, the shemen truma, which is a shlishi, and place it into the ner, which is an avatuma? What happens is that the shemen now becomes a rishon l'tuma. When you touch an av, you become a rishon. So you bumped it up two levels. Rabbi Chanina ben Tzkana Kahana was speaking about bumping it up one level, right? Taking a shlishi and turning it into a sheni. Rabbi Akiva adds even a greater chiddush. You can take the Shema Shel Truma, which is a Shlishi, and upgrade it two steps. Have it become a Rishon L'Tuma. Bump it up two levels. That's a Chiddush. That's Hoyser Rav Akiva. Because Sava Shlishi Mutlas Hoyser Rishon. He holds that you can take a Shlishi and turn it into a Rishon. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Akiva. Sounds like Mar, how do you know? Umay Doichet Rav Yehuda. What compelled Rav Yehuda La'oik me B'ner Shel Matechas to describe the scenario as pertaining to a ner shel matechas, right? That's how we established the Mishnah. We keep speaking about this. Metal utensil, which attained a very high level of tumah. It's a avatumah. And now, when you put the oil in there, you're actually upgrading the oil to a very high level of tumah. You're taking a shlishi turning to a rishon. How do you know that that is what we're discussing? Noikmi b'ner shel cheres. Why can't he establish it as speaking about a standard lamp, a earthenware lamp, which doesn't have this unique feature of turning into the same tumah as the original tumah. It's a ner shel cheres, a standard lamp. It came into contact with an avatumah, which resulted in the lamp becoming a rishon l'tumah. It doesn't have the same tumah as the av. It's a rishon l'tumah, one step lower. And Rav Akiva is coming to tell us that you can take the shema shel truma, which touched the tvulyayim. Tvulyayim is a sheni, now the shema is a shlishi. Taking that shlishi, and you're allowed to place it in the ner, which is a rishon. Although you're bumping up the tumah of the shemen, you're upgrading it from a shlishi to a sheni. Now the question was, umay hoisif. So what was Rabbi Akiva trying to add? What was he adding to Rabbi Chanina's chiddush? They're both speaking about the same identical halacha, about transforming a shlishi and upgrading it into a sheni. What's the hoisif Rabbi Akiva on top of Rabbi Chanina? Says the Gemara, there's a difference. You know why? There's something called tamei and something called pasul. What is the difference? Pasul means that it in itself is disqualified. For instance, this shemen is a shlishi. So when it comes to truma, the shlishi is the last stage of tumah. It cannot transfer tumah further down the line. So it's the dead end. It's the last stop. It's pasul, but it's not tamei. Tamei means that it has the ability to transfer tumah even further beyond itself. That's a higher status, a higher classification. You know, when you learn something and you attain true clarity, then you have the ability to actually transfer it further, to teach somebody else what you've learned. But if you don't have the ability to do so, fine, you learned it, but apparently you don't have the same clarity. You haven't really acquired it to the same extent. So when we speak about tummy, that indicates that it is so tummy, it acquired the tumma to such a great extent, it so internalized the tumma that it could actually transfer that tumma further down the line. Whereas puzzle simply means, yeah, by becoming tummy, it becomes disqualified. The tumma can no longer be eaten, etc. But it can't transfer that tumma further. It doesn't have such a high level of tumma that it can actually transfer tumma further. So that's going to be the answer to the kasha. Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us a greater chiddush than Chanina. Umay Hoisev, what did he add? He added like this: the ilu hasam tummy v'tummy. Because in Rabbi Chanina's halacha, what are we doing? We're taking basar of kodesh, which is a shlishi l'tumah, a low level tumah. But despite the fact that it's a lenient tumah, it is still tummy, because by kachim, mentioned earlier, it goes up until revi. So this basar, which is a shlishi l'tumah, is called tummy because if it touches another piece of kachim, it makes it exit pasul, so it transfers the tumah further. So it's called a tummy. So you took that shlishi, which is a tummy, and you upgraded it, turned it into a sheni, which is also tummy. So you took tummy and changed it to another form of tummy. So perhaps the contrast is not so great between one and the other. Yeah, you upgraded a bit, but it was tummy and it is tummy. So perhaps that would be allowed. But perhaps in the case of Rabbi Akiva, viluhacha, however, over here Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing? You're transforming to a much greater extent. Pasul v'tami. You're taking the shemen truma, which was a shlishi l'tumah, which is merely called pasul, because it can't transfer tumah further. It stops right there. So it's only pasul. It's only disqualified. And what are you doing with it? You're upgrading it, turning it into a sheni, which is tummy. A sheni can make something else tummy. So you've reclassified the item from pasul to tummy. Perhaps that's a significant, severe upgrade. You've taken a low-level tumah and changed it to a much more severe type of tumah. You've changed the pasul to a tummy. So perhaps that's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. So again, the kasha is, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that we're speaking about this metal utensil, which becomes a ava tumah, and now when the oil, which is a shlishi, comes into it, that oil turns from a shlishi to a rishon by coming into contact with the ner, which is ava tumah, and you bumped it up two levels, and that was Rabbi Akiva's chiddush on top of Rabbi Chanina? Perhaps Rabbi Akiva, just as Rabbi Chanina, is speaking merely about upgrading it one level, bumping it up one level, taking a oil, which is a shlishi, and putting it into a ner shel cheres, which is merely a rishon. By doing so, he transformed the oil from shlishi to sheni. He bumped it up one level. And what is the additional chiddush by Rabbi Akiva? Because in this case, you've changed a pasul, shlishi letruma, which is just pasul, into a sheni, which is tamer. And that's the chiddush. You can do that as well. Says the Gemara Amar Rava, you know why Rabbi Yehuda presented it differently? Masnis and Kashisi. Because the wording of the Mishnah seemed a bit difficult to Rabbi Yehuda. My area the tani ner shenitma b'tmei meis. Why did the Mishnah have to describe the ner as though it was tummy with tmei meis? Describing the exact type of tumas meis. Why get into those details? The Mishnah could have simply said the oil was put into a ner that became tummy, and we all know that a kli could only become tummy from avatuma. We know that as a fact. Why do you have to describe it? Why do you have to explicitly say Tmei Meis. There are other forms of Avatoma, there's Sheres, there's Nevela. Why was that necessary? Nisni, Shenitma B'Sheretz. Why doesn't it just simply say that became Tamei, Sheretz, whatever? Why do you have to get into details? There's a gist that actually takes out the word B'Sheretz. Rashi also seems to learn that way. The Mishnah should have just said, the Ner became Tamei. We know, how does a Ner, how does a Kli become Tamei? From Avatoma. Ah, that's the key. Ella, Eizu Dover, Shechaluka Tumasi. You know why the Mishnah had to specifically refer to Tumas Meis? Because we're speaking about something, some type of material, some type of utensil, which is unique. That when it interacts with Tumas Meis, it attains the source Tuma. Just as the Reuda described. Ela Eizu Dover, Shechaluka Tumasi. What type of thing do we differentiate between Tumas Meis l'Sheretz? Is there a difference whether he's interacting with Tumas Meis or Tumas Sheretz? Havi Oimer ze Matechas. That's certainly referring to Matechas. So when the Mishnah specified that we're dealing with a Ner that attained its Tumah through Meis, by coming into contact with the Tmei Meis, why speak about Meis? Apparently, we're speaking about a unique scenario. We're dealing with a very specific material here, Matechas, which when it interacts with Tumas Meis in specific, so you have both elements, the type of material, the Matechas, with this specific type of Tumah, Tumas Meis, then the Matechas attains the source Tumah. He gets the Tumas Meis. He comes into contact with the Tumas Meis, he himself becomes an Avatumah. So apparently that is the context of our Mishnah. The Ner was Matechas. It touched an Avatumah. It in itself became an Avatumah as well. By putting that Shemen, which is merely a Shlishi, the Shemen Shal Tumah, just a Shlishi Tumah, into that Ner Shal Matechas, which was an Avatumah now. You've upgraded the Shemen from a Shlishi to a Rishon, and that is Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. So Rabbi Chanina's Chiddush was, you take a Shlishi, turn it into a Sheni. Rabbi Akiva added, you can even take a Shlishi and turn it into a Rishon. Amar Rav, Shmamina. It's pretty clear, because Savar Rabbi Akiva holds, Tumas Mashkin L'tame Achirim Midereis, that the fact that Mashkin, liquids, have the ability to transfer Tumah to other things, that is a Din HaTorah. We're going to discuss it later on in the parak. Some hold the Tolim of the Rabban. Apparently, Rav Akiva holds otherwise. It's been HaTorah. How does Rav know this? The Isak Daich the Rabbanon, because if Rav Akiva would hold that Mashkin can only pass on Tumah in the Rabbanon, but not in HaTorah. So, how do we understand our Mishnah? Akiva is coming to add. He's saying, you can take this Shemen Shel Truma, it's a mashkin, a liquid, transform it from a Shlishi into a Rishon. That's a tremendous chiddush that you can do that, even though you're upgrading the Tumah. It's not much of an upgrade. You haven't really accomplished much. Michti, let's take a look. Hai Ner, this Ner Shel Matechas, which is a Avat Tumah, Maika Mahanyo Lahai Shemen. In what way is it adversely affecting the oil? Ilef Suli Gufe, if we're speaking about disqualifying the Shemen itself, making it unsuitable for consumption, for drinking, because it became Tumah, it turned from a Shlishi to a Rishon. Whoa, such a high Tumah. You haven't really done anything. How possible the Kai? Let's keep in mind, this oil was very possible to begin with. When it was a Shlishi, there was no halachic ramification to the fact that it turned into a Rishon. So before it was a Shlishi, now it's a Rishon. It's off Kamina here. It was Pasal. Now it's still in itself Pasal. How Pasal v'koy? It was always Pasal. Apparently, says Rabbi Akiva holds, that when this Shemen, which was originally merely a Shlishi, has now turned into a Rishon and became Tumah, it now has the ability to transfer Tumah to something else. And that's called a true upgrade. You've now changed, you've reclassified, you change the status of the Shemen. You've changed it from a Pasul to a Tomei who can be Metamis on the Midaraisa. And that's the Kechilish of Rekiva. You may do so. So this is a right that Rekiva holds, that Mashkin can be Metamis on the Midaraisa. He says, how do you know? Mimai. How do you know that? Dilma Letamei Acher Midrabanon. Maybe you know what the change was, the upgrade was, in the context of the Rabbanon. So you've taken the Shemen Shel Truma, which was merely a Shlishi, you're putting it into the lap and turning the Shemen into a Rishon, and now it can be Betami, others, in the Rabbanon. So all of them in that Torah can, but perhaps the upgrade was within the framework of the Rabbanon. That's also an upgrade. And that's a Rekivas Chedesh. You may do so, despite the fact that you're upgrading the status of the Tumah with the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, but that, if that's the case, even the Rabbanon, if we're only speaking about the Rabbanon, then why speak about it? In there, Shomat Teches, which was an Avat Tumah, and when you put the oil in there, the oil becomes a Rishon, you don't need that additional detail. My area of Avat Tumah, why speak about Avat Tumah? I feel it would be Rishon, Visheni Nami, Tchilavi. You know, even if Mashkin comes into contact with a Rishon L'tumah, a lower, much lower form of Tumah than an Av, or a Shein L'tumah, even then, Tchila Havi. You know what happens to the Mashkin? Mid the Rabbanon, it attains the status of a Rishon L'tumah. It's a Chomer of the Rabbanon. The Snan, as we learned in the Mishnah, called a Paisel as a Truma. Anything that has the ability to make Truma possible, meaning it's a Shein L'tumah, so when it touches Truma, it becomes possible. So any Shein L'tumah, Metama Mashkin L'tchila. What happens if it comes into contact with Mashkin? The mashkim now turn into a tchila, a rishon l'tumah. Rashi explains the background of this gzera. The chacham are concerned because mashkin are really overly susceptible to tumah. Unlike food, which first has to get wet and mochshel kabat tumah, mashkin just becomes tummy outright. It doesn't have to have the hechsher. So chacham made a chumra when it comes to mashkin to ensure that the kanim will really watch over their mashkin, and therefore they said, any mashkin that comes into contact with any tumah, even a rishon or a shein, that mashkin now leapfrogs, becomes a rishon l'tumah. Chutz mitfulyayim, this doesn't apply to a tfulyayim. So a tfulyayim is this fellow who is a shein l'tumah, awaiting the hair of Shemesh. So although he's also a sheini, but by him this halacha doesn't apply. If he touches mashkin, it does not become a rishon. Rashi explains because we're speaking about it in Tumah Daraisa, and the Chum didn't have to create safeguards around that tumah. Okay, but any other tumah, even a rishon or a sheini, which touches mashkin, that mashkin turns into a rishon. So, getting back to Rav Kiva, if you're going to suggest that, speaking in the context of tumas midrabanon, that he upgraded the shemesh al tumah from a shlishi to a rishon midrabanon, so why does he have to be inserted into a ner shomat teches, which, as we explained earlier, had a high level tumah, avatumah, and that in turn makes the Shemen a Rishon. You don't need that. You don't need it to that extent. Even if the Shemen merely touches a Rishon or a Sheni, midrabanon, we're speaking about midrabanon, even then it will become a Rishon. Elishma, mino deraisi, apparently Rabbi Kiva speaking from the context of the deraisa, that we want to take this oil of Shemen Shel Truma and bump it up, make it a Rishon min ha-Torah. That's a Chiddush Rabbi Kiva. You could even take a Shlish L'tumah and turn it into a Rishon. Now, that Rishon will have the ability to be Matami other things. Because Mashkin can be Matami Daraisa. So although you've now upgraded it to the extent that it's a Rishon L'tumah and has the ability to be a Rishon Min HaTorah, to be Matami others as well, you can still do that. And that's a Rekivas Chiddush, because, as we explained, since it was already Tami somewhat, there's no concern, you don't have to watch over it, you can allow it to become Tami, even to acquire a more stringent form of tumah. Okay, so in summary, we learned two things in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina tells us you can take a shlishi and turn it into a sheni. Rabbi Kiva adds, you can even take a shlishi and turn it into a rishon. Continues in water. Amar Rav Meir midvarim lamado. From them we learned that on Erev Pesach you can take the truma, which is chametz, truma tahira, burn it together with truma tmeya. We're speaking that it's already the sixth hour, so midrabanon, you can't have enough from it. And we're not concerned with being metame the truma Torah. It's okay, you can burn it together with the tmeya. Although you're upgrading it, you're making something Torah into tmeya, it's okay. Where do we know this from? Midivrehem. From the words of Rav Chanina, perhaps, or Rav Kiva, we're not sure. We'll try to analyze what was Rav Meir referring to. But the frame the man, whose words? Was it from Chanina's halacha that you can take the shlishi, the basar shlishi, and turn it to a sheni? How could you compare two things? Me dummy, you can't compare. Hasam tummy with tummy. over there, you're taking the basa, which is a shlishi. So sure, you're upgrading it to a sheni, but it was tamei v'tamei. Initially it was tamei, now it's tamei. So you're really changing the level of tumah. Hacha tar v'tamei. In contrast to by the truma, you're taking something which was tar, making it tamei. How can you do that? You can't compare two things. Elo medivrei Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so apparently Rabbi Meir was deriving from Rabbi Akiva, who says you can take the shemen shel truma, which is merely pasul, it's a shlishi, and go ahead and be matamit, turn into a rishon. And likewise over here with the truma. Says Gemara again, how do you compare two things? Midami, awesome pasul v'tamit. You take something which was already pasul, a shlishi l'tuma, it was pasul. Fine, you're turning it into a rishon, but it was already pasul. Pasul v'tamit. You're taking pasul and you're turning it into tamit. Hacha tar v'tamit. Here dealing with a different equation. You're taking something which is tar and you want to make it tamit by allowing it to come into contact with the truma tamit. How can you compare the two things? It says more name, but perhaps we'll have to speculate like this. Kasav Rav Meir. Rav Meir held that even in the case of Rabbi Chanina, the basar, which is now being upgraded, was really tar min atur. The Mishnah tells us you can take a basar which was nitma bivladatuma. Vladatuma is the Rishon, or as the Gemara tells us, we're speaking about Vladatuma, so the basar touched a sheni, and you could allow it to come into contact with another piece of basar, which was nitma ba'avatum, making that basar a Rishon. So in effect, you're taking the first piece of basar, which was a shlishi, and transforming it into a sheni by allowing it to come into contact with the Rishon. So you're turning a shlishi into a sheni. Perhaps, when the Mishnah speaks about the first basar having already come into contact with a Vlad, it was a Vlad de Rabbanon, dealing with a Tumah de Rabbanon. So min hatar, that piece of meat was never really Tumah. It was only Tumah mid de Rabbanon. And Chanina tells us that since it was already Tumah de Rabbanon, you could allow it to come into contact with the more stringent form of Tumah, with the second piece of meat, which is a Rishon, and allow it to become Tumah, and turn into a sheni by touching that rishon. Of course, we're speaking about adding a tumah de rabbanon, because if you recall, we mentioned earlier that oichel can't be matame oichel. So what's going to happen is that the first piece of meat will acquire a higher level of tumah de rabbanon. So that's the equation. Chanina is speaking about taking something which was tar minatoyra, because it only came into contact with a vlad which was tumah de rabbanon, not minatoyra. Rashi says, speaking that a mashkin that was tummy touched the kli, and the kli now was tummy midrabanan, and now the kli touched something else and made that other thing tummy. So we have a sheni l'tumah midrabanan. And I told her that thing is completely tar, and now this basa touched that sheni midrabanan. So it's tummy midrabanan, and Ruchini tells us you can take this piece of meat which is a shlishi midrabanan, tar minatur, shlishi midrabanan, and allow it to get upgraded by touching the next piece of meat, which is a rishon, which will in turn make this first piece of meat a shein l'tumah midrabanan, because meat is only mitam meat midrabanan. So perhaps that's Rav Meir's interpretation of Chanina. And likewise, in our case, of the truma, it's a good comparison. We're taking chametz on Erev Pesach, we're speaking during the sixth hour, it's already awesome midrabanan. So it's like the tumah midrabanan, it's already awesome midrabanan, and we allow it to be burnt together with the truma tmeya, and by coming into contact with that, it will acquire tumah drabanan, because it's oichel with oichel. So it's exactly the same context, the same equation. Perhaps that's the pshat Rav Meir. Let's see inside. Three lines from the bottom. Name a kosav Rav Meir, shall we suggest Rav Meir held, Rav Meir interpreted that masnisen bava tumah deraisa. When we speak about the more stringent, the more chomer, the more tummy piece of meat, the second piece of meat, which came into contact with an avatuma, the avatuma was deraisa, so it was really tummy natura, but the initial first piece of meat, which came into contact with the Vlad, was only Tumah Drabbanan, Vlad the Tumah Drabbanan, because it touched the Vlad Tumah Drabbanan. Tumah Deraisa Tar Mahali, when Atar, it's certainly completely Tar. So that initial Basar, when Atar was really Tar, but Drabbanan he was Tumah, and we allowed that Basar, which was Tumah Drabbanan, to come into contact with the more stringent form of Tumah, by doing so elevating its Tumah one level higher. Tumah Drabbanan, of course, because it's Oichel and Oichel. And likewise, in the case of the Truma, since it's the sixth hour, It's aser midrabbanan. You can take this truma, which is aser, and have it come into contact with truma tmeya, and which will result in giving this truma Torah a tumah midrabbanan. So the question fits perfectly well. Umay midivreim. What does Rameya mean that I learned this from their words? Midivreim chaninas kana kahanim. Is that the pshat? Amar shlokish mishum bar kapar. No, you don't have to say that. You don't have to resort to that interpretation. That our mission speaking about tumah midrabbanan. No, mas nisn bava tumah dayraisa. Straightforward. Rav Chanina is speaking about a piece of basar which became tamei via a vlada tumah dayraisa, so it's tamei minatayr. Then we allow it to be burnt with another piece of meat, which is also tamei minatayr because it touched a ava tumah dayraisa, and we allow the upgrade to take place. If that's the case, what's the shak? What's the comparison to tumah dayraisa? Sure, you can take a piece of basar which was already somewhat tummy and allow it to be upgraded because it was tummy and it is tummy. How could you compare it to the truma Torah? You can take Torah, truma, and make it tummy. What's the connection? Umayim devreim. What does Rameya mean? When he says that from their words I derived this halacha as well, it's unrelated to Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Kiva. Actually, it's medivrei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shur. It's from their words, which Bezer Hashem will learn in the upcoming Gemara, who hold that you can go ahead and even Truma Torah, which is unsuitable for consumption, go ahead and allow it to become Tamei, and that is the source of Rabbi Meir. Okay, time for a brief Chazara of today's daf. We learned that although generally a person is meant to be Shomer, his Truma is Kashim, and prevent it from coming Tamei, however, if it's already inedible, it's somewhat tummy, even if it attained a low level tumah, we can go ahead and allow it to become tummy and attain a higher degree of tumah. Rav Chanina Sekanak Aram told us that basar kodesh, which is a shlish l'tumah, can be allowed to upgrade it to a shein l'tumah. How do we do that? By taking the basar kodesh, which is a shlishi, and having it come into contact with basar kodesh, which is a rishon, which will result in the first piece of meat being upgraded to a sheni. The Gemara tells us that we're speaking about a tumah d'rabbanan because the oichel will only be matami oichel midrabbanan. Rabbi Akiva adds to that and he says, you can take even a shlishi and turn it into a rishon, such as in the shemen truma, which is a shlishi l'tuma, it's possible, and they wouldn't hesitate to place it in a ner mateches, this metal utensil, which had a very high level of tumah. It was an avatumah. By placing the shemen there, what are you doing? You're taking a shlishi and transforming it into a rishon. That's okay. And the Gemara concluded that apparently Rav Kiva holds that the ability of mashke to be metame something else is min haTorah. And that explains how Rav Kiva was actually adding very much to Rav Chanina. You can take the mashke, the shemen shel tumah, which is a shlishi, and turn it into a rishon. And now, it even has the ability to be metame something else. So it was reclassified. It became a much higher madrega of tumah, a rishon that can be metame. Even this can be done. Rameya tells us that we derive midivreim, that when it comes to Erev Pesach, you can take truma Torah and burn it with tmeya. The Gemara now is going to analyze what is the source of Rameya's chiddush.